Then I saw that they went on all, save that Christian kept before, who had no more talk but with himself, and sometimes sighingly, and sometimes comfortably. Also, he would be often reading in the roll that one of the Shining Ones gave him, by which he was refreshed. I beheld then that they all went on till they came to the foot of the hill Difficulty, at the bottom of which was a spring. There were also in the same place two other ways, one turned to the left hand and the other to the right. But the narrow way lay right up the hill. Christian now reached into the spring with his hand and brought the water to his mouth and was thus refreshed. Formalist and Hypocrisy, however, fell on their faces before the spring and did drink directly with their mouth. Then did Pilgrim leave them and began to go up the hill.
This hill, though high, I covet to ascend. The difficulty will not me offend, for I perceive the way to life lies here. Come, pluck up, heart. Let's neither faint nor fear. Better, though difficult, the right way to go, than wrong, though easy, where the end is woe.
The other two also came to the foot of the hill. But when they saw that the hill was steep and high, and that there were two easier ways to go, and supposing also that by and by these two ways might meet again with the right way, they resolved to go on the easier ways. Now the name of one of those ways was Danger, and the name of the other Destruction. So the one took the way which is called Danger, which led him into a great wood, and the other took the way called Destruction, which led him into a wide field full of dark pits, where he stumbled and fell and rose no more. I looked then after Christian to see him go up the hill, where I perceived he went from running to walking, and from walking to clambering upon his hands and knees because of the steepness of the place.